Hi, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 552. If you'd like to have a copy of it so that you can listen to it over and over again, then Sharon will send you a copy if you specify whether you want a CD or an audio tape. They're both free, including the postage and handling. Now remember, that's program number 552. I've got some real good music. I've got some letters and strong, powerful message from the Lord. A lot of Bible scriptures, so get your papers and pencils ready. Right now, though, let's go to the throne of the Lord and ask Him to anoint this service. Father, there's no possible way that we could lead people to the Lord unless Your Spirit drew them. Therefore, Lord, I pray, and in other words, I ask You to anoint everything, every word, everyone on this program, so that everything will run very smoothly according to Your Spirit. Because Your Spirit, God, You are a Spirit, and Jesus, You are the life-giving Spirit. You, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Jesus, You are one. You're the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and we ask that the entire Godhead do Your work in this program and on this program. You said if I did Your work, You would do mine. I pray, Lord, that You'll send many finances in because we're getting a lot more requests, as You well know, for Bibles and for tapes and CDs and for postage and for supporting all the people that live on all of our properties that You have given us. And Lord, we ask that You rebuke every devil in hell that is fighting us, not only spiritually, but materialistically. Lord, open up more and more doors. We thank You, Lord, for the restaurant and the other living facilities that You've given us all over the country in many different places. Father, in Detroit, Michigan, and over in Fort Smith, Arkansas, the way that You've allowed us to fix up the properties in Los Angeles and out here in the Texarkana area, and the property You've given us there. We thank You for all the finances. But, Lord, we need more and more, and there's no problem with finances for You because You own everything. You own the cattle on a thousand hills. You're the one that put the diamonds and the rubies and the emeralds into the earth. You're the one, Father, that put pearls in oysters. You're the one that put all the riches, the gold and the silver and the platinum in the earth. Lord, there's no shortage of finances with You. Pour out Your Spirit. Rebuke Satan, Lord. Bind him tightly and destroy all of his works on this earth. Lord, it's getting worse and worse, just as You said it would. The entire country and the world, almost all the world, has been taken over. They're certainly working on Iraq to change their culture and to put in the satanic democracy where people are no longer using Your judgments, Your words, to let their life be ruled by Your word, Your judgments. But they're coming up, everyone has their own idea of how to run this world. And You stated that all Your ways are judgment and that everyone's going to have to stand judgment in regard to whether they accept Your judgment in this world or if they continue choosing their own judgments. By choosing their own judgments, we see that the entire world is getting worse and worse. And so we pray, Lord, that You stop, that You put a screeching halt to all the different ideas and philosophies that people have as to what's right and wrong, that they will repent and receive the gospel, receive Your Spirit, receive You, Jesus, with Your Father, You, Father God, into their hearts by the Holy Spirit. We ask it in Jesus' name that souls will be saved and the church strengthened in Jesus' name. And everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, praise the Lord. Now here, I'm singing with the Stamps Quartet here on a song called Swing Down Sweet Chariot. And that's a figure or similar type. The Sweet Chariot is the Holy Spirit that's, we're singing here to swing down Sweet Chariot and let me ride in the Holy Spirit. Let me walk this earth in the Holy Spirit. Because if I walk not in the Holy Spirit, there's no possible way that the Holy Spirit is going to take me into the kingdom of heaven. Swing Down Sweet Chariot with J.D. Simon and the Stamps and myself singingly. Praise the Lord.
Why don't you swing down sweet chariot, stop and let me ride. Swing down chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord. Bottom and easy, well, I got a home on the other side.
Why don't you swing down sweet chariot, stop and let me ride.
Swing down chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord. Bottom and easy, well, I got a home on the other side.
Well, 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 Ezekiel went down in the middle of the field. He saw an angel working on a chariot wheel. Wasn't so particular about the chariot wheel. Just wanted to see how a chariot feels.
Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride. Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord. Bob and easy, well, I got a home on the other side.
Well,
why don't you swing down your chariot, stop and let me ride? Swing down chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord. How easy, well, I got home on the Father's side.
Well, I got a Father in the promised land. Ain't gonna stop until I shake his hand. Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord. How easy, well, I got home on the Father's side.
Why don't you swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, how easy, well, I got a home on the other side.
Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride.
Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord, how easy, well, I got a home on the other side.
That's right, I've got a home on the other side. And every one of you that accept the Lord Jesus Christ and you continue on to the end of your life, you also have a home on the other side in the kingdom of heaven with Jesus. But you know, the Bible states that the natural man will not receive the things of the Holy Spirit of God. For they are actually the things of God are foolishness unto him. And that's why this foolish world is going to hell. The Bible says that the whole world is deceived. Now, that's why they're going to hell. And you people think you're funny and that it's a fun trip, you know, that you're on. But you cannot know the things of the Lord because they are spiritual. Spiritually discerned. I was there's a couple of people that I wanted to play their recordings because I thought they we're good, but when I got in the Spirit just before this program, they're big name singers. One of them had 40 smash hits. Ronnie Millsap, and then also Charlie Daniels was singing I'll Fly Away, and Ronnie Millsap singing Hold My Hand, Precious Lord. And I just, it's absolutely void of the Holy Spirit. So I'm not saying this to knock them, but I'm just saying it that in hopes that they will get a hold of the Lord before it's too late. Because, you know, the Lord chastens us, those that he loves. And I believe that he loves Ronnie Millsap because I know him very well. I designed clothing for him and had them put together. And his first outfits, the best outfits that he had. He is not born again of the Holy Spirit. I know there is a thing inside, which is the Holy Spirit inside of a person that can tell whether a person is saved or not. And so I had to change it over with my son because I am in the Spirit and I do sing in the Spirit. Mm-hmm. Might not have the best voice. As a matter of fact, Ray Charles didn't have like H.B. Barham says, he can't sing. Well, he had a good style, but it certainly wasn't Spirit-filled. It wasn't with the Spirit of God. Charlie Daniels is not born again. You guys get saved because, you don't have long. None of us have long here on this earth. And look at Ronnie, it wasn't not that many years ago that I was setting you up, with your wardrobe. And one of the wardrobe things that I did for you is now in the Hall of Fame in Nashville. One of the first suits I did, you made the cover of this magazine. And Cortonero said that he did that. He didn't. I'm the one that put the whole thing together. All he did was sew the pieces together, and I'm sorry I used him. But, that's either here or there. But, the natural man doesn't receive the things of the Spirit, like I'm telling you right now. I'm just saying this not because I'm trying to. I use a lot of singers on my program, a lot of different singers, but you people are definitely void of the Holy Spirit. And that's not going to do you any good to argue about it or get upset about it that I'm telling you these things. I'm saying these things in love, that you realize the condition that you're in right now and that you'll humble yourself and become contrite before the Lord and get your soul saved, because the Lord loves a contrite, a broken spirit and a contrite heart. And we went through that yesterday with many scriptures. So, all right, now, what we're going to do is we've got, usually I don't do the letters before the message. And these letters that we're reading to you are not meant to glorify me or anything, because I always say for sure that it's the Lord that's given me these messages that are winning so many hundreds of thousands and millions of souls. But we want to read some of them to you because just to show you, to give you an idea that God is not dead. Because if God was dead, then who's that living in my heart? Amen?
Amen.
Now, and how come all these people are being saved all over the world? Because no person can be saved unless the Holy Spirit is involved in the words that a preacher is preaching. And so the Lord is involved in my preaching. Naturally, there's all kinds of anti-Tony Alamo propaganda going around, but it's the same propaganda that was put out about the Jews. They said they got these big noses and everything. And did you know that Elizabeth Taylor was Jewish and Tony Curtis? Elvis Presley wanted to look like Tony Curtis, okay? The most beautiful people in the world are Jews. And so, but the Germans made everybody think they're ugly and they had these big lips and everybody. There's other nationalities, A lot of people say, Tony, you don't have any lips, And I said, well, don't worry about that, It's George Washington didn't have any lips either. Take a look at his lips. I'm just, kind of joking with you a little bit here. But Liz Taylor, she's used to be a pretty beautiful woman. Everybody used to say that she was the most beautiful woman in the world, and many of the other artists as well are Jewish. And what's this woman that taught Michael Jackson these fancy steps?
Paula Abdul.
She's Jewish also. And she's no slouch, all right? And Jeff Chandler was Jewish. And there's just so many actors and actresses that were Jewish. I'm not going to mention Edward G. Robinson. Okay. He was also Jewish. All right. It doesn't matter. It's what's in you. If the Lord is in you, then he's in you. And because we are the bread of life. We're the fullness of God, and anyone that attacks us is attacking Jesus. Jesus, when he was on the road to Damascus, he was telling people, he said to Saul, who was taking a lot of Christians, he was persecuting them, he said, Saul, he didn't say, why are you persecuting these Christians? He said, why are you persecuting me? Amen?
Amen.
Because the Christians are the body of Christ. And so when you're coming against Christians, you're coming against Christ himself. He said it. Why are you persecuting me? Jesus said. He says, well, who art thou, Lord? Well, why did he call him Lord if he didn't know? Amen? He said, I am Jesus, who you persecute. Amen?
Amen?
Well, I'm not persecuting you, Jesus. I'm persecuting these Christians. They're my body. They are me. Just before we get into the letters, read 1 Corinthians 12 through 14 and verse 27, because we are the body of Christ and we all together, that's as I was saying yesterday for the Holy Communion, the pieces of the body are broken. Jesus said, this is my body. Well, who is his body? We are his body. He's saying that we all are even broken into many pieces, but we all take communion together as one body. Amen?
Amen.
So we eat the flesh of Christ, which is the Word, and we drink the blood of Christ, which is the Spirit in the Word, and we all take it together as one body. One sinless body, because we're not supposed to take communion if there's any sin on your soul. Because what you're doing is drinking death unto yourself. So read 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 through 14, and also verse 27.
For as the body is one, and hath many members.
Yes, many broken pieces. We have to be broken. It's like a hard-boiled egg. It has to be cracked before you can get into it and get to eat it. And also, we have a hard shell. It's like a rock. Our heart is like a rock. And our heart has to be broken. Our spirit must be broken. We must have a broken spirit and a contrite heart. Okay? In order for God to be able to get into our hearts and live inside of us. And so, God can't use anything that is not broken. So all these people that think, if rules seep out, I'm going to rule the world. Sure you are, Hitler, but you have to commit suicide, weasel. You went to Catholic school to learn how to be a Catholic priest. And you agreed with the popes that the Jews must be exterminated. And now you're agreeing with the popes that the Christians, the true Christians, must be exterminated. Contrite heart, broken down in spirit with grief and penitence for sin. You're repenting because of the sin, and you're becoming humble to receive the Word of God. Because that's what takes humility, is people think, you know, dressing with a robe on or something outwardly, or acting humble with some kind of a penguin outfit on or something like that and cover your hair up is humble. But no, the humility is to read the Word of God and then become contrite, to get broken down in spirit with grief and penitence, to repent of all your filthy, rotten sins and humble yourself before the Word of God, which is God himself, and it is the Holy Spirit in the Word of God. And so therefore, read that scripture that I gave you.
For as the body is one.
Yes, we are one body. And Jesus said that at communion, he said, this is not me. He said, this is part of me. This is my body, which is many people. Amen?
Amen.
Many broken pieces. All of us have to be broken. in order, we have to die with Christ on the cross. We have to die out to our former lives so that Christ will then take over. When he sees us contrite, broken down and humble, and that we're going to receive his word, well, then he says, you know, I love those that have a broken spirit and a contrite heart. This is what contrition is all about, is that you don't say, I'm going to rule the world, and I am the Pope, and I am God, and all these different things. No, you're not going to get into all these other satanic things that these people are doing, such as their chanting and all that. So finish the scripture, please.
For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body.
Whether all of us are. The body of Christ, or Christ's bride, or the New Jerusalem, that isn't Mary. She's just one body. She's not many bodies. Amen?
Amen.
How could she do a big job for God in this day and age when she's been dead for a little, almost 2,000 years? Amen?
Amen.
She's not doing anything. The dead know nothing. Mary doesn't know anything. And you're saying, Holy Mary, Mother of God, the Lord is with thee. The Lord is with everybody. Like, take for instance, a lot of people, they hear the Catholic cult saying that upon this rock I will build my church, because the Holy Spirit revealed to Peter that Jesus was the Christ, that he's God, he's the Messiah. Well, to everyone, and so he says to all those that believe that way, they get the keys to the kingdom of heaven. You get to get into the kingdom of heaven. Not, Peter's not going to meet you there. It's Christ that's going to meet you there. He's the one that ruled the world with a rod of iron. He says that we're going to rule the world with him with a rod of iron as well, and also in the kingdom of heaven by being humble. Okay? Just as God humbled the Jews in the desert, out in the wilderness, in Deuteronomy 8:23, he says, God said, I put them there for 40 years to humble them, because they were do-it-yourself kids. They were building idols like a golden calf, and they were talking about going back to Egypt so they could eat onions and leeks. They could go back and do that instead of realizing and remembering that the Lord delivered them out of Egypt, for they were killing their babies and all these things. Well, today, it isn't the Pharaoh that's killing your babies. You're killing them yourselves. Mm-hmm. There are many statistics in regard to the amount of murders of babies that are done every year. The last that I've heard is 50 million babies are murdered every year worldwide. Okay? You did it. You committed murder. And you have to repent for that, or you're going to spend eternity in the lake of fire. Okay, so go ahead.
Whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free.
Yeah, like, see, the Lord says that he called everybody now. It used to be just the Jews, but now the Lord has called everyone, both Jew and Gentile, into one body. He's like gathering everybody in the world into the same word of God. Everybody has to humble themselves, both Jew and Gentile, to believe that the word of God. And the word of God is Jesus. The Bible says that in the book of Revelations. And the Bible tells us in Isaiah, the Old Testament, that Jesus, that the Messiah, or God, comes into the world as a man. And his name is called Emmanuel, because that means God. In Hebrew, that means God with us. Amen?
Amen.
So Christ was God with us, because the Spirit of God was in him. Okay, now finish.
And we have been all made to drink into one Spirit.
Yeah, we have to walk in the same Spirit. Yeah, there isn't like several religions or several ways to get into the kingdom of heaven. Jesus said, I am the way. I am the only truth. I am the only way, the only truth, and the only eternal life. No man comes unto the Father. No man gets into the king, to the Father that's in me or in the kingdom of heaven by any other way but by me, saith the Lord. For there is no other name given among men whereby we must be saved but the name of Jesus. So that means that Muhammad, first of all, the Pope is the one that, and the Catholic cult is the one that put together this new religion called Islam. And they rose that religion up for the purpose of doing all the dirty work so that the Vatican wouldn't get blamed for it. It's just another division of the Vatican. Let's finish off here.
For the body is not one member, but many.
Yes, it's not Mary. It's we're the real body of Christ. We have His Spirit in us here on earth, and He is doing His work in us and through us. And when I prayed at the beginning of this service, I prayed that the Lord who is in me would say the words that I'm saying, because I know that when He's saying the words to you, they will be easily understood by you. All right? Because when I talk, I'm not going to be able to explain the words to you as the way that the Lord will explain His word to you. And the reason that He wants you to believe His word, because His word is Spirit, is the Holy Spirit, and it is life if you receive it. But if you receive it not, this is the biggest sin that you could ever do, because that's the same thing as blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. If you blaspheme the Holy Spirit, there's no forgiveness for that in this world or in the world to come. So finish.
Verse 27. Now ye are the body of Christ.
See, we are the body of Christ. Not Mary. He's talking to His disciples and anyone that gets saved. Okay, this is the Apostle Paul, the Holy Spirit talking through him. So, you know, on the day of Pentecost, thousands of people were saved. So they are the body of Christ. And every other soul that gets saved in the after that, including right up to this very day.
Mm-hmm.
We're the cleanup crew. We're the feet of the Lord. We are the fullness of the body of Christ. The Bible says we are the fullness of God. All right? So keep going.
Now ye are the body of Christ, and members in particular.
We're members of Christ's body. Does Christ have one member like Mary?
No.
What would that be?
Mm-hmm.
She's dead. God used her as an incubator to bring forth Christ. A boy, a young boy, a baby. All right? And then he had to live all throughout his life. And then he had to be baptized and then crucified, be buried and then go to hell for us, and then he had to raise from death, hell, and the grave, and then he was around, and 50 days later was the day of Pentecost, after his ascension into the kingdom of God, and then he became the life-giving Spirit, and he filled when people just were praising the Lord and getting to the throne of the Lord. Not chanting, but just expecting that the things that Jesus, that the Father said through Jesus, this man, would come to pass. And He said, tarry in Jerusalem, and you shall be filled with the Holy Spirit and power and might. So it was, they were tarrying in there, as He said. They were expecting that the things that the Lord said would happen, that they did happen. Okay? And that's all to that scripture, which is Spirit and life. So, the Satanism is the worship of Satan. Okay, go ahead and read it.
Satanism. Worship of Satan. Diabolism. Specifically occult, real or fictitious, which travesties Christian rites, especially in the so-called Black Mass.
But the Mass is not a Christian rite.
Both as a defiance to Christianity and as an incantation.
Well, I say not only a defiance of Christianity, because the Bible plainly states that Jesus and we are one. So when you're anti-Christian, when you're anti-Christ, you're also anti-Christian. That's why they've taken these diabolical people have this diabolism. They take the Bible out of the schools and they take it out of government. Okay, then what?
In the so-called black mass, both as a defiance to Christianity and as
the black mass. Who else has mass but the Vatican? Mm-hmm. Alberto Rivera told me, he says, if they're holding a black mass against you, Tony, you better get everybody in your church to pray that Satan will be destroyed and that black mass will be of no value. He said that's very important that you get all your people to pray, because you're really hitting the world with the real truth harder than anybody else in this whole world. And he says, I read in the Catholic journals that they're holding black mass constantly against you, calling all the powers of evil and darkness on this earth down upon you. And he says, that's why you're getting all this anti-Tony Alamo rhetoric, this diabolical lies. Okay, go ahead.
And as an incantation of black magic.
Okay, so incantation. Now go ahead and read what's the other?
Idolatry.
Now see, it's saying that the Vatican is actually a Satan-worshipping group, that it's black magic.
Mm-hmm.
Black magic is like devil worshiping. We actually have pictures of the Pope worshiping Satan with the people that are involved in witchcraft. All right? Then what?
A worship of a physical object.
What is this? Idolatry?
Yes.
Okay. Well, they're a physical object. They worship Mary. They have statues of her all over France and all over Europe, everywhere. There's little alcoves and walls, and they've got these statues of her in there. And they have statues of others, what they call saints, and they worship them. They pray to them. And this is black magic, witchcraft. Okay, then what?
Worship of a physical object, especially a made image, as a god. Too close identification of God, the real object of religious dependence, with faulty ideas. Excessive attachment or veneration for anything. Respect or love which borders on adoration, an idol.
All right. So, hopefully you people out in the world, you Catholics, will come out of here and join the spirit-filled bunch of people, a group of people, little groups of us here and there all over the world, and go up to heaven with us, because we're going. They're not.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They're not going to heaven. Anyone that joins that cult will not go to heaven, because you're blaspheming. It's like blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. Now, incantation, the use of spells or verbal charms spoken or sung, as you see in the Catholic cult, as part of their ritual or magic. Hence, the ceremony, chanting or recitation or incantation become magic, sorcery, enchantments, which God hates. God hates that cult, and he said she will not repent of her fornications. And as I mentioned in the service yesterday, where Jesus said that people can be divorced for the cause of fornication. Well, fornication is a figure or a type in the Bible, in the spiritual realm, which I just got through reading that people don't believe the spiritual things. Because they're carnal, they're not spiritual. And so, the Lord tells us that these incantations are of the devil. The worship of Satan is, in fact, the Roman Catholic cult's services. There are statues and all these things. I think almost everybody knows that, but they like to go to a cult where they can just recite a few things and figure that that is it. I don't have to really abstain from sin. I can go out and... I remember my brother, when he was in the Catholic Church, he used to go out. He said, I have to go to confession right away. I says, what for? I said, you've been to confession 5 or 6 or 7 times a day. I thought once you become a Christian that you don't sin anymore. He went to the Catholic cult before I ever was saved. He was in Boys Town, Nebraska. And so he just, that's what the Vaticanites, these satanic people, people that are possessions of Satan, they love the Catholic cult because they can go out and sin as much as they want because they can go in and they think that they're being forgiven for it because some priest who probably just had sex with some of the altar boys in the church, that he's going to forgive their sins. These guys are so messed up with sin themselves that they need to repent before God and get out of that cult. The Lord says, come out from among them, those of you that are my people. Okay, now we're going to read a few letters here. Go ahead.
First one's from New York, New York. It says, Dear Brother Tony Alamo, greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I hope he finds you well. I was handed some of your literature on the street, and wow, my past has been riddled with sin from a lack of spiritual awareness. I now realize the true path of salvation, and I am adhering to such a lifestyle. The streets of New York City are cold and dark with moral confusion. The Muslim influence is strong. Your words from the work entitled The Messiah enlightened my life with hope and a passion to inspire others with the blessing of the Lord. I have recently been discussing your literature with others. The reaction has been overwhelming. I write to you now to ask for t-shirts so that I may spread your words and the word of the eternal Lord. We are excited to embark on a journey of winning souls. Signed, Emily and Mallory from New York, New York.
All right, praise the Lord. Okay, now you got another letter there?
Yes. From Petaluma, California. Hello, brothers and sisters in Christ. Please accept a tithe for me, as it has become so apparent that my life and those around me have become blessed by Pastor Lamo's anointed ministry. Praise and glory be to God, Brother Tom from Petaluma, California.
All right. Okay, now the Bible plainly states that Jesus is the bread of life. That's in John 6:33-35. Read it, please.
For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth light unto the world.
Now he says the bread of life, and then it says that he broke the bread and then told them to take and eat. He says, this is my body, because he and we are actually the bread of life, because we're allowing Christ to live in us and to dispense his word through us. God said that in the last days that he would live in us, in the world here, and that all flesh, he pour out his spirit upon all flesh. Amen?
Amen.
Keep going.
Then said the people unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am that bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst.
Okay, so how can people believe upon him if there aren't preachers? He doesn't want us doing the preaching. He wants to live in us and do the preaching. All right?
Amen.
So say, we are the bread. 1 Corinthians 10:16-17.
The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ?
Read that again.
The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion?
Okay, we're praising the blood of Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
This is like the Lord likens himself as a grape that is crushed, and the blood comes out of that grape, and that we partake of it. It's just a reminder that, hey, we happen to be the blood and the bread of Christ. We are his body. All right? So people, when they do, I see them doing the Holy Communion, even in Protestant churches, they don't preach it like that. Okay? And that's the way it really is. And then what?
The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ?
Yes. And who is the body of Christ?
We are.
Right. The Christians. Because we carry His Spirit with us, with the Father, by the Spirit, and we allow Him to dispense Himself through us. As we have learned the Word of God, then we are His dispensers. Okay? It's like these soap dispensers in a bathroom, you know? You press down and the stuff that's inside, the dispenser isn't doing you any good. It's that Christ that's in us, and the soap comes out of us, which is actually the cleansing Word of the living God. It's like the water of the Word of God that cleanses your soul. The more you read the bread of life and the spirit of life, that enters into you. It's like you must fill your this dispenser. Your body is the body of Christ and is the temple of God. And the more you put in your body, God's temple, Him, which is the Word of God, the more of this cleansing. He says, make you what? It's Fuller's soap. Amen?
Amen.
Okay. Fuller's soap is the whitest, whiter than Fuller's soap. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so the washing of the Word is like the washing of, He said, my Word is like Fuller's soap. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
For we being many are one bread.
Yes. We are the bread then. He's saying,
Amen.
Where you said, read it again so the folks can hear.
1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 16 and 17.
Right. Okay, now read it.
For we being many are one bread and one body, for we are all partakers of that one bread.
Yeah, because we eat the bread, and by us eating the bread, we become the bread.
Amen.
And the body of Christ. Amen?
Amen.
And so all this is doing is, communion is to remember that we are the body in the bread of life, because Christ is in us and He is the bread of life and His Word is the bread. Man does not live by natural bread that we bake in our ovens, but we live by the bread of life which Christ said He is. And He also says, and the whole Bible says that He, 1 John says that in the beginning was God. Amen. Was the Word, right?
Amen.
And the Word is God. And the Word was with God. And as a matter of fact, the Word was God. Amen?
Amen.
And then the Word became flesh. So this flesh said that He is the bread of life. He came down from heaven and entered into this virgin woman and became a boy. And He came out of the woman, this virgin, and He became the actual author and finisher of our faith. And He grew up, went through all types of living as we do, without sinning at all. And then he went through human living, and then He went to hell, died on the cross, and went to shed His blood, and went to hell, and rose from hell, and out of the grave, He rose up and came out. And then He ascended up into the kingdom of heaven, became the life-giving Spirit, and now He dispenses Himself into us as we read His Word. And we accept Him, we call upon Him in the kingdom of heaven, and He enters into our bodies, and then we become also members of His body, and we become the bread of life. And then He says, on top of this, did you finish?
Yes.
Okay, then He says that, Jesus says that, I am the light of this world, of the world. That's John 8:12.
Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness.
Okay, he that follows the bread of life, in other words, the Word of God, because Christ kept every word of God. And if you follow Him by receiving every word of God, then you, he says, then what?
But he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life.
Yeah, because we just read, we're reading now that He is the light of the world. So if we follow the light of the world, which is the Word of God, which is God, then we are the light of the world. And where does it say that? That's in Matthew 5, verses 14 through 16. You want to be the light of the world? Well, then let's die out on the cross, die out to this world, and let Christ lead you by his word. In other words, apply the word of God to your soul. And then the Lord will, when you continue taking communion, if you have to take communion 10 times a month, do it. To remind you that you're the bread of life now also and the light of the world. Okay, now read Matthew 5, 14 through 16.
Ye are the light of the world.
You are, he says. Who is the reason? Say that with more, the emphasis is on you are. Okay, let's say, read it again. This is from the Bible, folks.
You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid.
Yeah, now if you are, Christ didn't, he came right out and preached and taught in the open. He didn't hide what God wanted us to do. He told us everything that God wants us to do. And so he says, if we do what he says, that we'll do even greater things because now we're a whole body. The head could do something when he was here in the flesh, but he was limited to time and space. He couldn't be everywhere like he is now in his body, which is the bread. We are one bread. Amen?
Amen.
Remember, we are the bread, 1 Corinthians 10, 16, and 17. But now Jesus says that you Christians are the light of the world. Matthew 5, 14, 16. Keep going.
Neither do men light a candle.
No, we don't get saved and then sit in a church. We are to go out and dispense this Fuller soap, this better than Fuller soap, to whiten people's souls because we are cleansed through the washing of the Word. Because the Word of God is the Holy, it's bread and it is blood, the Holy Spirit. There's no forgiveness of sins without the shedding of blood. And the Word of God is like blood and it is flesh. And because it's spiritual. Now, as I said in the beginning, the carnal man cannot understand these things. They're foolishness unto him because he's too interested in doing his own thing. And the natural man receives not these things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because he won't humble himself before the Lord and become contrite. He will not, because all the things that I'm telling you, folks, are spiritually discerned. It's like when the Holy Spirit revealed to Peter that Christ was the Messiah, the Savior of the world. He does the same thing to every person that will become spiritual and leave the natural life and leave their natural life nailed to the cross with Christ, and then let the Holy Spirit resurrect your dead spirit up to life eternal, and then continue on in the Word so that you can be the light of the world and that you can be the bread of life. Because the bread of life is in you, and the light of the world is in you, and we become lights, and we can't hide this word.
Amen.
Okay? And if you are afraid to dispense it, well, then you are considered by the Lord to be very evil. Because you're ashamed of the word of God. And the Bible says, Jesus said, if you're ashamed of me, the word of God, then I'll be ashamed of you before the Father and his holy angels. Okay? And us. I won't let you in. You'll knock. There'll be a lot of sad people outside those pearly gates in the kingdom of heaven. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, kid, continue on.
Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick.
No, we have to get out there, and if we're the lights of the world, and let our light shine. Amen. The word of God shine. Let Christ shine in us. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
And it giveth light unto all that are in the house.
Right, it dispenses light to everyone, and the light is the Word, is Christ, the bread, the blood, and it dispenses the whole Spirit of God into you. And then you're saved. Then what?
Let your light so shine before men.
Yeah, let the Christ that's in you shine before men. You're not going to shine without Christ in you. And let him do the shining. Amen? Just
Amen.
Preach his word. Preach the word, the Bible says. Then what?
That they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven.
Right. So when people see that you're doing the good works, that the Holy Spirit, that Christ is living in you, then that glorifies God. Because how many people are actually glorifying God in this world by doing what the Lord says? As a matter of fact, they're trying to take the light of the world, the bread of life, out of schools and out of every before your eyes, because they want your soul to go to hell. This is Satan, folks. Well, my time is up. I'm actually a minute past my time. And so what we do is we'll just get saved right now. All right? Just say this prayer. Say, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. I believe he died on the cross and shed his precious blood on the cross and to cleanse away all my sins. And I believe that you, Father, raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart. And I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus, and you too, Father, and the Holy Spirit, because you are three are one. Lord, wash all my sins away. You will not turn me away. You will save my soul. I know because your word says so. Your word says that you'll turn no one away, and that includes me. Therefore, I know that you have heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and I know that I am saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now just always be thankful for salvation, because without it you're going to, people would be forever in the lake of fire. And Sharon, tell them how to receive a copy of this program number 552.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370. That's 479-782-7370. Or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
All right, this is World Pastor Tony Law. Make sure to tune in tomorrow for another powerful message of the real truth, which is the bread of life and the light of the world. We want you to be lit up like the Lord wants you to be lit up, and I did. Let the Lord rule through me this today, and I pray that you receive it. And now, here I am to sing for you. I'll walk with God, and you walk with God as well.
I'll walk with God from this day on. His helping hand I'll lean upon. This is my prayer, my humble plea. May the Lord be ever with me. There is no death, though eyes grow dim. There is no fear when I'm near to him. I'll lean on him for. I'll take his hand.